This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. A Christian community that lives in harmony is fruit of the Holy Spirit and should not be confused with tranquility, which often is a hypocritical whitewashing of its contrasts and divisions. That's the message conveyed by Pope Francis during his homily at Tuesday morning's Mass celebrated in the Casa Santa Marta. A community united in Christ, the Pope said, is also a courageous community. Reflecting on the day's reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Pope Francis points to the one word that sums up the sentiments and lifestyle of the very first Christian community, harmony. Theirs is a life in communion based on shared values and shared wealth for the benefit of all. But Pope Francis is careful to point out that the harmony which bound together the Church's first Christians came as a gift of the Holy Spirit. It was not a man-made or contrived form of tranquil coexistence.
Una comunità può essere molto tranquilla, andare bene, le cose vanno bene, ma non è in armonia.
Harmony, he says, is an inner grace that only the Holy Spirit can grant. And these communities, he says, lived in harmony. No one was wanting. They had one heart, one soul, and no one considered as his own any property that belonged to him. But everything was shared in common amongst them. None of them, says the Pope, was ever in need. The Pope draws from the day's reading the virtuous example of Barnabas, who sells his field and gives the proceeds to the apostles. And in contrast, Francis cites another passage from Acts, that of Ananias and Sapphira, a couple who sells their field and pretends to give the entire proceeds to the apostles, but who in fact keep part of the money for themselves. That lie costs them dearly, and both die on the spot.
Denaro è nemico dell'armonia. Il denaro egoista.
God and money are two irreconcilable masters. Money is selfish and the enemy of harmony, Francis stresses, and he warns against confusing harmony with tranquility, which he says is not of the spirit.
È una armonia, diciamo, ipocrita, come quella di Anania e Sapphira.
Tranquility often masks divisions and discontent, suggests the Pope. It's a hypocritical harmony, like that of Ananias and Sapphira. Francis encourages a rereading of the Acts of the Apostles and their portrayal of the first Christians and their life together. We will do well, he says, to understand the importance of their fraternal generosity and how to bear witness to such a lifestyle in our own daily lives. The harmony of the Holy Spirit, he says, also fortifies us with courage. And when there is harmony in the church, in the community, there is courage, the courage to bear witness to the risen Lord. I'm Tracy McClure.